ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is great to have you here. Another Friday, of course, and we are in between Christmas and New Year's. Christmas came and went, and that's it. It's all over now, Lana.
I know. You always feel like kind of almost the day of in the evening. It's like, oh, okay, it's done. Now what?
Now what? What do we do?
Now what do we do? I should say New thanks Year's. For all the wonderful Christmas cards. We got a lot of Christmas cards that people sent in the P.O. box. You guys all know who you are. I'm not going to say your names.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, and look at that. Even James Edwards, a family picture.
Very wholesome. Very nice. thank you, James.
Yeah. So thanks for all that. We read all that, you know, from the P.O. boxes. It's always fun to check that out.
Handwritten notes. Down here and trying to find. This is a lot of good letters.
Notes. I mean, I don't handwrite notes anymore. In fact, I feel strange when I'm sitting there handwriting in cursive, and I don't like that. I need to use
Plague
that
of modernity.
Often. Yeah. Yeah. Just always typing, right? Yeah,
here's another nice one that we got. Won't say your name, but thank you for that. Very nice.
Yeah, we get
some
get
nice
a lot of
postcards and stuff.
And letters and things.
To our P.O. box. So thank you for that. Much appreciated.
Secret admirers.
hope you guys had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas and did something fun and had a good time. And I can't believe we're back already. Friday.
It was so good to have several days off.
A few days off.
So I didn't even check anything online.
A little rusty.
I know you did, but I didn't check anything online. Just took time off, which is getting important to do that, you know?
Yeah.
Do
we have any viewers back in on DLive? I know we're live streaming, of course, to VK as well, Twitter. Maybe you're tuning in on one of those ways. Let me just see. Mm-hmm. We got about 800 on DLive.
That's not bad.
Not too shabby.
Twitter.
It felt like it was like last minute that we started to announce that we're going to do it today.
It was for you because that's why we're late, you know? Oh, shoot. It's 5.
Oh, shit. We got to start. It's going to start now. What do we have? It doesn't really say a good number there on VK. Anyway, so what else do we have? We have almost a
Monday.
Christmas.
We want to do a 2019 in review show, and we want to open it up to callers to bring all you guys in. So we're not going to have guests, but we'll just talk about the year and then looking forward, reminisce about certain things, I guess, and then have you all call, give your thoughts. Mm-hmm. It'd be fun to hear, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, we got a phone number. You can at Red Ice TV on Skype if you want, and we'll take it that way.
It's Monday. I think. Well, probably, what do you want to do, like 5 p.m. Eastern time, something
probably
like that?
Probably. I mean, I don't want to get started too late for people over in Europe and stuff, you know? So at least it's the day before New Year's Eve, so, you know, people will be hopefully up a little bit later too. But yeah, so we'll 11 o'clock Central European time. That's 5 p.m. Eastern. We'll kick that off on Monday, and we'll just talk about the
30th,
year.
Yeah.
The 30th, that's right. Otherwise, we're doing, of course, Weekend Warrior as usual over the weekend. And today, we're doing Flashback Friday. So
nothing on the 31st because we're invited to a family-friendly gathering of like-minded folks that actually live nearby. So that should be pretty fun.
It's a little bit away.
An hour. That's not bad.
No, it's not too bad. But it's
when you live
a
in a huge
away.
Country, what's an hour drive? Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know. Okay, so there's some super chat options. Let me actually pull up the donor box while we talk about that. Thank you to everyone who's been donating, sending super chats and stuff like that too. Thank you, of course. Special thanks to all the members out there who are tuning in and watching this either live or at redicemembers.com. Great to have you guys with us. Thank you for being a member, for helping us out so that we can keep going here because we do want to keep going.
Yeah. Not everyone wants us to keep going, do they? Keep
there's money.
To shut
there's,
us down.
There's money. There's many that don't want us to continue.
Yes.
Sorry, my English is.
Yes. And there's many that still need to wean off the YouTube teat and head over to BitChute for your favorite creators. Watch them there if they are there.
Yeah, or library.
Or library.
Or the websites,
any of those alternative
or,
ones. Exactly.
Just, you know, even DLive
just
is
off
okay.
Of YouTube. Even off of DLive. There might be something else
YouTube
that arises here.
YouTube
shortly.
It's gone now. It's falling apart. That's it. We'll talk about that here just shortly, but see Pam. Just wait a minute. Is that okay? That's a little bit of a different. Let me see if I can figure that out. Hang on here. Anyway,
a little slow today.
Yeah, I'm. This is what happens when you take time off. I'm just like.
You also had to lift like 1,000 pounds yesterday. That was
no. That was not the problem. what was the problem is all the damn eating over Christmas. That's the problem. Not
Come
lifting.
On, herring is
not
light.
Lifting.
Herring is good for
yeah,
you,
but we
right?
Have ham and you know all those desserts and stuff. You know, just like
It was a lot of eating. Yeah.
Ugh, you know, the lifting was what saved me. That's why I'm a little bit here today. Christ's sake. Anyway, okay. Let's talk about this story a little bit. I want to just quickly, because we didn't detail Star Wars.
Yeah, I've dropped off on this yet. One. Just totally.
You know, what even is the new one called that's out? Is it the Last Jedi something?
Icon name, I guess.
Something with Jedi, isn't it? Yeah, The Last Jedi.
Jedi.
No, that's 2017. Chat. Which one is the latest Star Wars? Rise of Skywalker?
Yeah, I can't even keep track anymore.
Ah, oh, geez. Okay. Well, anyway. So, as usual, as usual is the case, that if you can't understand your surrounding or your world, as this author says here, you tend to blame it on anyone you can. And of course, one of the favorite boogeymans right now is Russia. So, if Star Wars fails. If it's bad, and we've seen this virtually with all three, right, of the...
the Russians.
The Russians.
Oh, my gosh. I need to make a shirt that just says the Russians.
So is it The Rise of Skywalker? Is that it? No, anyway, bad name. So I guess it's related to this tweet here from Seth...
Rise of Cuckwalker. That's the name, as someone said in the chat.
Seth Maskin.
That is it. That's right.
Stop looking for politics in Star Wars. Me, episode, IX, that's 9 then. Kneecapped a woman of color to appease Russian bots. And this is actually a New York Times article about this, too. Star Wars fans are angry and polarized. Ah, that's a New York Times.
Slimes.
Ah.
The Rise of Skywalker. Was that it?
Skywalker.
That's another good one.
Let me see if I can open that. Well, here's one of the lines from it here. A recent study by Morton Bay, a University of California digital media researcher, revealed that over 50% of the venom directed on Twitter at Rian, whatever his name is, Johnson, director of The Last Jedi, came from the same source as Russian election meddling.
Please.
Using the analytics tool that other technologists deploy to uncover Russian influence during the 2016 election, Mr. Bay found that bots, troll socket puppets, or political activists, let me keep reading here, were using the Star Wars debate to propagate political messages supporting extreme right-wing causes and the discrimination of gender, race, or sexuality. Couldn't you throw something else in there? And that a, quote, number of these users appear to be... Now, note that line right there. Appear to be Russian trolls. Right? That's very different than saying that they actually are, like, Russian trolls. Right?
I mean, come on. It sucked, and it's... completely reasonable that all these people would be writing them, letting them know it sucks. Here's another title. Was it The Rise of the Third Reich? Was that the name of this one?
No.
Okay.
So it's, yeah, although we know who the bad guys are. We know who they've changed it to, like, the First Order all of a sudden from, like, the Empire, which is like, all right, whatever. So it seems it was political operatives, not fans, who were denigrating the movie and fomenting some of the virulent racism and misogyny against its cast. Now, they just can't understand that, like, people just hate
this
shit.
They don't like it.
It
sucks.
They don't want it. And we saw that line again. A number of these, they don't say how many, but can you give us a percentage? Like 45%? Is it 12? Is it 86? Why not 88? Give us one number of how many appear to be Russian trolls, because as we saw... remember that when we saw
just happened to be people in Russia who saw it and didn't like it.
Not even that. Actual accounts that we knew that we'd even met some of the people that were roped in on the accusations that they were Russian bots hearing in Congress.
That is correct. That was. Remember? Yep. And we knew who those people were. Like,
essentially, if they spew what they consider to be the same talking points that they're trying to fight against, they mark them as Russian bots. These people, right?
That's how they do it.
So, you know.
Russian bots.
I'm not going to see this
Star
Russian
Wars bots
movie.
Right now. You are listening and watching Russian bots.
Well, we're streaming to VK.
Well, I am Russian.
You know? Yeah. We're streaming to VK. Right?
Yep. In on it. Yeah. Use Telegram. The truth is out.
I haven't. Which one was the last one? Was it the one with the British girl, the annoying, the open mouth all the time,
gosh.
The in your face overactor, like the, yeah, I forget what her name is, but I just stopped watching it after that point.
Yeah,
it's over.
I couldn't bear it.
But
I
you know
didn't
they have to blame it on someone. So why not blame it on Russia? It's the same people that they don't like our movies, they don't like our elections anymore. They just it's all Russians, crazy people. Anyway, so another thing that happened over Christmas here. Is a great purge by crypto YouTube, as we call it. Now, this article from, I think it's Coin Central News, I think it is CCN, is talking about that this is a tactical evil power play. Now, there's a couple of ideas of what happened here, but essentially a lot of crypto YouTubers were had videos restricted and they got community guidelines strikes. They were charged under, I guess, misleading information or, you know, something like that. And now, apparently, YouTube has come out after this and said, oh, well, it was just a big mistake.
Oops. Yeah, right.
Now, I don't, of course, there's many that kind of speculate of what actually is, you know, going on here or why they're doing this, as YouTube is essentially just, they're just making everything just mainstream. Like, anything that's outside of that, be that crypto or exactly. Alternative financials, you know, solutions
anything
or whatever.
Anything alternative to globalism, to globo-homo agenda, and that includes crypto info, as you said, hunting, bushcraft, even that stuff.
I was going to show that.
Holistic natural health, so anti-vaccine, anti-big pharma, gun channels, and of course, any political dissent. It's all getting deleted. So, you know, get in line with the global homo agenda, and you'll be rewarded, otherwise we'll destroy you. So there's basically no deviation is allowed unless it's trans.
that's right. You know? Well, pretty much, you know. Anyways, we can see a couple here, people who were, you know, tweeting about this. YouTube just removed most of my crypto videos citing harmful or dangerous content and, quote, sale of regulated goods. It's been 10 years of making videos, 200,000 plus subs, 7 million views.
We know
what
how it feels,
fuck,
man.
Are you guys doing, Team YouTube? Ivan on Tech, he's a Russian guy, originally from Russia, but he's doing his stuff in Sweden. I've checked out some of his videos here and there. Not really into the trip to YouTube too much these days. I was for a little bit there, but anyway, these are all, you know, good people or whatever. They do their thing. They're talking about crypto. Binance guy, which is kind of interesting. It's one of the big exchanges. You can have, you know, they offer wallets and all kinds of stuff there too. Well, you shouldn't store a lot of money on there, but whatever. The CEO, I guess he is there. Forget his real name again. He says it may be time that the crypto community takes a stab at its own blockchain-enabled censorship-resistant. I like the S in censorship there too. Resistant social media platform. Lots of challenges though: spam, scam, trolls, incentives, copyright tokens, economics, governance, stickiness, privacy. But it's about time.
Well, now, let's remember, too, Coinbase, though. They love banning. Coinbase is all about it. I wonder how they feel about this now that their, you know, crypto folks are being banned from YouTube. How does it feel?
Yeah. Well, anyway, before I address this with the Binance, sure, Coinbase is scum. But, you know, that's what happens when you sit in Congress and you get the claws of these Washington, D.C. rats around your throats and saying, we could shut you down. Just do what we tell you to do. So much for option, right? But yeah, so this is, here's another Binance post talking about that too, the strikes and stuff. But apparently this guy, the Moon, I've never heard of this guy before, Carl, he got an actual response from YouTube. So they claim, hey there, hey there, this was an error on our side during the review process. Your video should be reinstated and strikes resolved. Let us know if you're seeing otherwise. So that's the latest I've heard. So who knows if that's actually true? Is it just because of way too much pushback, much too much pushback too quickly.
Yeah.
I don't know, right? We don't know what the hell YouTube is doing, but this random stuff that they're changing on their site and then like just thousands of creators are just like kicked off or they get strikes, they can't post videos. You know, this is what
they
YouTube
get responses.
Do
we never got a response. Of course not.
No, of course not.
Nothing, just not a peep.
Okay, so here's Bushcraft guy I follow, Joe Robinette.
He's good. I like this guy. As people said, it's a explicitly white his channel.
Is there anything at all about my last video that would qualify for restrictions? He's getting restrictions on his video. I wake up this morning to find very good views on my video, only to dive deeper into it and find the YouTube gods have deemed the video restricted. This hurts in three separate ways and is happening with every other video I post. I may have to look for other options. So bunk, right? In other words, this guy has like 1.3 million subs.
That's how he makes his money.
Big YouTuber. And essentially because you have, what do you have? Knives? You have axes in your videos? You have your, woo, scary stuff, right? This is a violation
He's
somehow.
Not even hunting. He doesn't even show really like cutting up an animal or even anything. But those are being blocked too.
Fish videos. Like people are catching fishing and gutting a fish, and people are upset and
soy
angry,
patties,
and so they
global
just
homo soy. Soy.
I mean, it's amazing, right? So YouTube is unreliable, definitely. But this is what happens now. This is the future of YouTube. And so what the guy talked about that, I just want to address that quickly. That library is. They actually have it on the blockchain already. I mean, not the video content itself. I think that's torrent-driven. But the metadata for the videos are actually on the blockchain, right? So it is technically decentralized. Again, not the hosting. Well, it is because it's BitTorrent, so it's actually divided up on a network and stuff. But LBRY library, they even have their own cryptocurrency that's tied to it. You can make money when you upload content or more people view your content and stuff like that. And kind of like BitChute has, they do have a YouTube sync. So I would just advise anyone that's out there that still have a YouTube channel, hook it up both to BitChute and to Library as well, because it's frankly much superior content.
And once all your YouTube videos are deleted, it's like BitChute, then you have a backup automatically, right? Is that how this one mm-hmm. works too?
Yeah, it's already there. It's stored. So. Again, I don't know how fast. I think the process is very fast, kind of like BitChute as well. And of course, while you're over there, check our channel out. Sub to that. We definitely want to have more followers over there. The quality is excellent.
This is a good site. Definitely
it's very good.
Site.
I mean, it's just, again, decentralized.
It could be some live streaming,
metadata.
Get more people on there. It's great. I mean, the quality is really good. It's fast. The search is good. It's clean.
It's has a lot of potential. Excellent quality. Great potential. But it's not a lot of people on there yet. So people need to wake up. So, you know, recommended to all these guys out there, there's whether it's in the crypto space or the push grab, anyone, because your future, if you depend on this platform,
diversify.
Third party hostile environment, they will and they can shut you down at any notice.
The investor will say, diversify your portfolio, right? You don't want to put it all your investment into one company, right? Don't put all your eggs in one basket. So that's the times that we're in.
Never. What was this about? Was it the same crypto?
Oh, yeah, the same thing. It was another crypto guy who got a couple strikes in 24 hours. Just giving crypto information. That's it. That's all. That's all it takes.
I love how they do it over Christmas
just,
as well.
Oh, so yeah. I was waiting for something like that, you know. And I love it, too. It's just boom, boom. For us, we just boom, boom, boom. Apparently, we got all these strikes we didn't know about and like overnight and couldn't see anything, couldn't respond.
Yeah. Right, huh? Fantastic.
Well.
All right.
I'm over it. Yeah. So, you know, Boxing Day, the day after Christmas is Boxing Day. Big shopping day. It actually started in the UK, where mostly servants, I didn't know this, received a Christmas box with something good in it. The next day was still considered a holiday. Well, now we have literal Boxing Day in the US now, also known as a big shopping day after Christmas, you know, mm-hmm. when all the finest come out to the mall to just do stuff like this. Oh, check it out.
Let's watch it. We have an audio on that, or is that it?
There's audio.
Oh, there's audio.
Come on, you gotta have the audio for this. What's a fight scene without the audio?
Oh my God, is it on my end? Let me just see here. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I mean, there was so many videos like this coming out. You know, it's just.
Loopback, audio source.
Cheaping out everywhere in the stores, you know.
Is there something up here?
I'm always surprised that people still go out to malls to go shopping. Now, I am someone who I order everything online. It doesn't matter. Even if sometimes it could even be toothpaste and I order it online. It just comes right to the door. I have a relationship with the UPS man. He knows us.
Yeah, I'm not getting any playback audio. Isn't that great?
So that means we won't have it for any of the other clips, too?
Oh, well, we have to.
Yeah, so you're going to have to, are you going to have to restart or what are you going to have to
do here? we have to go into, technical error mode here. Jesus, what is this? Why is that? Let me just see if there's something else that's going on here. Maybe it's just temporary. I heard audio from this computer before, but it's actually routing it through another thing there.
Okay.
Let me just see here. Yeah, sorry about this, guys. Let me just try this here.
I suck at whistling, actually.
You gotta try to whistle?
I don't whistle enough, but you know, I'm not good at whistling.
Well, this doesn't work because we're gonna have to, we have loads of clips.
Yeah, we have other things. So what are you gonna do there?
What the hell? Okay, one second here.
Actually, there's not as many clips in this one.
Nah, but you know, it's still there, right?
Oh yeah, like the guy who wants to eat Sweden, that one.
That's the one we don't need audio for.
They might have already eaten it. I don't know.
Let me just kill this here real quick. Restart this and see if I can get that working again. That is very strange, actually. Otherwise, we have to put you guys on pause and then come back because I might have to restart this computer. I have no idea why.
That was the worst.
There we go. Okay, thank you. So it was something with the screen capture here. Okay, sorry about that.
Come on, we want to see a chimp out at his
finest. Yeah, we got to see. Okay, here we go. Sorry about the boomer tech here, guys. All right, here we go. It's going to be too loud.
Riveting. Good old USA Bay, you know?
Now, do you know where this is?
Diversity is our strength. Be at the beef jerky outlet.
The beef jerky outlet.
A chicken shop. No, it's got to be America.
It looks like America. But I'm saying.
I was thinking between that and the UK, because the UK is having stuff like this now, too.
Someone says, but, USA!
Yeah, USA. Exactly. Pretty much.
It's funny. All right.
That's all it is anymore. Great. These are happening all the time. Yeah, shopping online is safe.
You know, it's racism's fault.
Oh, the next one is definitely racism's fault. This other clip was.
Should we check this out? Oh, yeah, that's right. Scottish glasses before brainwashing.
A girl's really not happy about the Christmas present that she got.
Should we check it out?
Yes.
Should we see what she got?
Yeah.
Oh, let me turn that up. Let's take that from the beginning again. She had a black dog.
The dad is laughing. Look, you'll see it.
What is that?
Poor girl.
That's a nice doll. That's a lovely doll.
She's like, Mama, I want a doll that looks like me, Mom. She's crying. Oh, poor girl needs a hug. Look at that. She launches that thing. She does not want it. The dad's like, I told you so. Because, you know, it's the mom that's like, yes, we need to get this. Remember I did a whole episode on this? Like, several years ago.
Exactly. It reminded me of that. The study, you know, was...
White girls, black dolls,
now,
right?
There was a couple of interesting characters there, including, of course, the Swedish guy.
Oh. We're talking about the. We have to pull up this video so people have it.
What was his name again?
Yeah, exactly.
What was his name?
Exactly.
I mean, it's a really good portion there. It was a few years ago.
About all the doll studies and everything, and now they've totally swapped it. You know, with the blacks, how they were looking at the white dolls.
You want to play that portion of it? Let me see if I could pull it in here.
Yeah, it was called White Girls, Black Dolls,
Destroying
White Bias, which was on YouTube. I looked into the Kenneth Clark 1940s doll studies, the historical background and how it connects with the civil rights movement, communism, and the Frankfurt School.
Wasn't there like one segment about like the actual studies, how much bunk there was behind it and how unscientific it was?
And just as far as a lot of the intellectuals that were pushing critical theory as a means to destroy Western civilization and how this doll study actually comes into it. It was quite interesting.
It was under an Insight episode,
I believe,
way
it was.
Back then.
Yeah.
So there was not, okay, it was not like a standalone video.
So girls loving white dolls is racism. This is what it came down to, right? But black girls loving black dolls is, you know, it's self-love. I explore all this in the episode, and this one was limited really early on, actually, on YouTube, because you dig into the civil rights movement.
Do you remember
the debacle
around the actual woman who used her family and her daughter specifically as a little social experiment of like signaling how great she is?
Mm-hmm. She bought black dolls for her daughter.
Yeah, I forget
for
her name.
Complained, tried to get the video removed. There was this press around it.
Back
that was one of the first ones.
She couldn't do anything
because
today, obviously, it would have been, you know, strike right away.
Oh, you're bullying and stuff, but.
Do you remember what portion it was, like a specific portion?
Oh, geez, I don't know.
This was back in
2016 now, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think
January 2016, it's almost 4 years ago.
I'm just
going
to skip. And it was similar here. Let me see, there was a good section here.
Yeah, I didn't know we were going to pull this up, but it doesn't
relate to
it. Me neither,
I didn't think of it. Let me just see if I can find the right.
So now you have a lot of these shit-lib moms that are just like, I'm such a good mom because I buy these black dolls for my daughter. Look at how progressive I am.
Good,
right?
I'm the doll. That's right. And I'm an American dilemma. Let's just play a little bit from it. Let's see if it, after the Obama clip, let's play a little bit from it. Let's see how it holds up, eh?
Okay.
Presented in court were fishy. The test was conducted on just 16 kids. At first, Clark said 10 black kids preferred the white doll. Later, under oath, he said 9. If one kid had chosen differently, then the doll tally might have been a draw. The lawyer Greenberg was a professor at Columbia University, where Kenneth also studied for his doctorate. When the Jews from the Frankfurt School were kicked out of Germany in the late 30s, they set up at Columbia University. This is the preeminent indoctrination center of cultural Marxism in the world today, infested with Franz Boas' bunk science and cultural and moral relativism. Boas, also Jewish, is the anthropologist who made up the idea that race is a cultural invention without any biological foundation, that it was created to facilitate exploitation and racism. But Jewishness has a biological basis. Kenneth Clark was a disciple of Franz Boas in the early days, and decided to be a fact finder by Gunnar Myrdal, a Swedish communist who was recruited by the leftist Carnegie Foundation to write a book on the Negro dilemma in America.
Myrdal, with a Boasian bias, was going to write a book
on how there are no racial differences, and he had other Boasian bullshitters back his research up. Like Ashley Montagu, also Jewish. The book was called An American Dilemma. The book, released in 1944, blamed every aspect of interracial discomfort on whites, saying that whites were infected with prejudice. He said there was no Negro problem, but only a white problem.
And that was the language they used.
That was what they used.
But it's interesting that Myrdal was like, again, he had never lived under those circumstances,
didn't know anything living up in Scandinavia, but he's a communist.
So he comes to America and says, actually, we need to bring this communist ideology. That's an international ideology. We need to bring communism everywhere. Actually, we can piggyback this issue of race onto communism and use that as a sledgehammer against America and their conservatism. So it goes on from there.
This one is pretty fun, though, because it gets into the doll studies. Fast forward a little bit. Oh, yeah, look at that. Let me watch that part of it.
The guy who created
the F scale about what makes a man, you know, fascist and intimidating. And look at this guy has, like, muscles that droop the other way. Of course, this guy's worried about a fascist man. Look at him. Here he is.
Wait a minute. Let me go back.
And if you cling to it, you're a bigot and a potential fascist. You're fearful and psychologically ill and desperately need remedial re-education in matters of tolerance and understanding. Sound familiar? Adorno was a beta male who was clearly threatened by a strong, authoritarian man. After Hitler, the Jews viewed every European as a potential fascist, the ultimate threat to their survival. So they pushed critical theory, which was designed to destroy Western society. Using Hitler as the basis for all his work, the goal was to get us to hate our own people and culture, ultimately suiciding ourselves.
All right, well, we can stop there. All right. Anyway, check that out. I think right now that might be one of the videos that are not yet backlogged synced onto BitChute.
Yeah.
So redicemembers.com. Find it there under the Red Ice TV section.
You have to fast forward though to the doll, the other Christmas present opening in this video. It's later on.
Okay, let me skip forward here.
This woman...
I remember this, the eye test woman, Jane Elliott, and all that stuff.
Awful.
It's so annoying. It's a good video. This here.
This was from several years ago, and this woman actually contacted me, was trying to get the video removed and stuff, because I happened to notice she buys a black doll for one of the daughters, and she's like...
But she was very keen on filming it and putting it up and saying,
and the daughter was just
fine.
not too excited about it, but wanted her sister's cute white blonde doll, you know?
Let's play this portion.
Then only be cured when they never prefer anything of their own race again. When your baby points to a black doll every time, that's progress. And that's the morally acceptable choice. Why is it that these doll studies always involve white dolls? Why not black and Asian dolls? Or Indian and Arab dolls? This is very sly. The brainwashing is working. Here's a woman who made a video showing what the correct response should be when white girls get black dolls for Christmas.
Yeah.
Let me see, India.
Sorry, she says as well, let me see India.
Yeah, I remember she had she adopted like three black boys or something, or two black boys with her daughter. Remember, she's always signaling about how cool she was because she adopted all these blacks. And
well,
stuff.
That's why you heard in the video. Show me what you got. Show me. Yeah. Show the camera so we can see. Exactly. We can see.
So
what
I can put it up
here
on YouTube immediately and signal how progressive I am. Now the other one, the girl on the right's like.
Whoa, jacked up!
You like it, Karis? Is that the one you wanted?
There's a problem. The title of this counter video says two white girls get black dolls for Christmas, but that's a lie. The ecstatic little girl got the American doll called Marie Grace, who was white.
We found exactly. We found that.
I found the exact doll. So I was like, "This woman is even lying on top of it."
That's right. That's right. Let's play the rest. Of it.
You like it, Karis? Is that the one you wanted?
Mom, I don't like it. I love India. Look at this.
Spoiled. The other girl got the American doll called Cecile, who is black. Only one of these two girls got a black doll. So who made this video?
All right, we don't have to go to this. But yeah, it's funny. She totally lied in that video and it's like all for like self-promotion. I'm so great. She had adopted, as you might have seen or not, in the background there too.
Kirsten Howerton,
African,
or whatever,
African boys. And it was this like this disingenuous like marketing herself through this virtue signaling of like doing these kinds of things all the time. Yeah. And she was like speaking at TED conferences and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, she's nauseating. Anyway, we went off on a tangent. Derailed onto the tangent there,
but that was fun. Check out that video, the full. It's good. There's a lot of good things in there, especially about, the communist movement in the early days in America, how they, what they used and,
what it was really about.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, good stuff.
All right. Just quick note about this. Very unusual seismic activity on West Coast has experts extremely concerned. The West Coast never stopped shaking, but lately the shaking has gone to an entirely new level. And this has many people deeply concerned about what may be coming. Last summer, a series of alarming foreshocks immediately preceded the two historical quakes that shook the Ridgecrest area in Southern California. But those quakes were nothing compared to the big one that scientists assure us is on the way, or is overdue, I should say. Someday, an earthquake that is hundreds of times stronger will absolutely devastate the California coastline, and it may be arriving a lot sooner than many people think. Farther north, the Cascadia subduction, is that what you call it? Subduction zone is a ticking time bomb that could literally unleash an unprecedented disaster at any moment. What I'm talking about is an event that will completely wipe out entire cities. And that the
LA,
and that the
nature.
Region will never recover from.
So what you're saying is California might break off after all.
It's possible.
Whether they want to or not, they are breaking off. You know, when I lived down there, I remember for a while, my brother and I were roommates for a while, and we were just like, when is the big one going to come after we lived there for a while? Like, come on, strike LA. It never happened.
Yeah, I mean, they're talking about this it's going to happen. It's like, is it 200 years? Is it in 3 years, right? No one knows.
Yeah.
Anyway, last sentence of this, the prelude here to this article. As I've detailed repeatedly, authorities have warned us that everything west of Interstate 5 will be toast when an absolute massive seismic event along the Cascadia subduction zone sends a gigantic tsunami sweeping inland, right? So it could be stuff. But I found it on Zero Hedge. It's very interesting. There's been, and it's usually around this time too. Remember what you mentioned Boxing Day before? Mm-hmm. The Boxing Day tsunami that took out that many people.
That's
in
right. Yeah, you were telling me that the other day. Banda Aceh, I think it was. There's always kind of bigger events around Christmas.
It's always around, it's something with the Syzygy zone or whatever. There are some people that I've kind of lost track of some of this material, but some people have some. It has to do with proximity of the moon and a bunch of other stuff that tugs and pulls, And I can't remember all of it, but I just know that around this time of year, there's more activity for some reason. That's where you had a lot of the big ones as well. But anyway, there's five big quakes that have kind of been leading up to it. I saw that there's one like in Colombia just the other day and stuff like that. So we'll see what happens with that. But if you're on the West Coast, beware, because that might be happening anytime. It's like, I guess it's like the Yellowstone supervolcano, right?
Yeah, California is basically a huge fault line.
Yeah.
So,
yep. All right, some good news here as well. Jeffrey Epstein's friend and alleged, well, I would be careful about using that word here even, She is the confirmed madame to Epstein. Ghislaine Maxwell is finally under FBI investigation. The FBI is investigating British socialite. That's a nice way of saying, like, a provider of little children to pedophiles. Yeah. Isn't that a nice way of saying it? And several other people linked to U.S. financier Jeffrey Epstein. They said a principal focus on the FBI's investigation is Maxwell, a longtime associate of Epstein and other people who facilitated Epstein's allegedly illegal behavior. Maxwell has not been accused of criminal wrongdoing. But, of course, we all know that she was doing this. And every damn witness has mentioned this. Even the current one with Virginia Guffrey Roberts, she's suing Ghislaine for defamation. Remember, it's a defamation lawsuit.
Yep.
Why has she not been swept up into this sooner? What are they waiting for?
Probably because on some level she's untouchable. She seems rather confident, like she knows that she knows she's untouchable, right? She was the daughter of a powerful guy. She has lots of connections
of Mossad,
and elites.
He's a confirmed Mossad agent,
yeah, so
Robert
it's like,
Maxwell.
It's almost like she knows she's untouchable.
Yeah.
That's the vibe I get off of her anyway. And I doubt anything will come of it, right? She's a woman.
Yeah, Maxwell has not been accused of criminal wrongdoing. Her lawyers did not request to respond to a request for comment. The FBI is also following up on many leads received from women who contacted a hotline that the agency set up as its New York field office in the wake of Epstein's arrest in July, the sources said. One of those sources said the probe remains at an early stage. The sources declined to give further details or identify the people that are looking at, apart from Maxwell. However, they said the FBI has no current plans to interview. Why?
No plans
to interview Britain's Prince Andrew. Like, why not? He's roped into this. A friend of Epstein's, who stepped down from his public duties in November, blah, blah, blah. Spokesman for the FBI declined to comment. So everyone is hush-hush about all of this, right? Epstein's suicide in August at the age of 66 came a little over a month after he was arrested and charged, as you guys remember. But finally, they're investigating her, at least. Remember those weird stories from New York Post with all that hidden PGP hash codes and
yeah, like the hidden
numbers,
messages in the book cover she was reading or something?
Yeah, that too, about the FBI, the deep secrets of the FBI. I felt it was a diversion, actually, because it was like a guy who was clearly had an agenda writing the book. So anyway, I'm looking at this. I saw this InfoWars story, which is kind of interesting. I added that in quick here. Epstein network still up and operational, recruiting young girls. Shocking video shows young stewardess advertising to elite clientele. Now, it's something called Avi Loop, which has these very poorly, shall I mention as well, executed videos about, like, are you looking for stewardesses to this, this and that service? Get a hold of us. Subscribe to our newsletter, all this kind of stuff. So in an in-depth, extremely important interview, Alex Jones and guest investigator break down undeniable evidence that individuals directly linked to late Jeffrey Epstein, once associated with him for many, many years, are linked to business promoted by and offering contact with young solicitous. Is that what you said? Yeah, solicitous models solicitous. Dressed in stewardess and pilot costumes. This information has been hiding in plain view this entire time, and the mainstream media has largely been hesitant to cover the story. And its salaciousness, choosing instead to focus primarily on Epstein's, who conveniently died. Now, this is actually an interview, which is like, or like kind of an expose. It's in the studio for like 15 minutes or something, so I'm not going to play all that. But definitely check it out. I want to show one of these promo videos. Shock video shows young girls dressed as stewardesses being used by elite world of private executive jet travel to entice men to join their club. Please share this video.
So like a hooker for hire that's really supposedly a airline stewardess, right? Mm-hmm. This is going to help you on your private travels, right?
Casey,
in this like cheap-looking Halloween costume,
pretty much. Case in point, one of Epstein's former associates owns and runs an aviation marketing company called Aviloop, which was promoted by young deal attendants wearing costumes instead of uniforms, explaining the service offering to elite clients of executive jet travels. We offer deals on flight lessons, pilot accessories, fuel, FBO, fixed base operation services, charter flights, and even small aircraft, says one young model in a salacious ad uploaded to YouTube on August 5th, 2011. Our deals are usually 50 to 90% off. That means whether you want to learn to fly, charter an airplane, or see more girls like me. Aviloop can help. Here's one of Aviloop's deal attendants in 20 ad posted on YouTube. Let's check this out here.
Welcome to Aviloop, your collective website for anything aviation. We offer deals on flight lessons.
Well, you know, it was to their credit, it was shot in Epstein's dungeon. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Can get a little echoey down there. Keep that in mind.
Accessories, fuel, FBO services, charter flights, and even small aircraft. Our deals are usually 50 to 90% off. That means whether you want to learn to fly, charter an airplane, or to see more girls like me,
nice.
Aviloop can help.
This is just you can even vote for your favorite deal right attendant away
and win special prizes. Our membership is completely free.
She probably doesn't even know how to open a champagne bottle.
And there's no catch. So what are you waiting for, Captain? Subscribe to our newsletter and get in the loop.
Nice. Hi, Captain. Aye, Captain. Yeah, that's pretty nice. Aviloop was operated from addresses. Now listen to this. Aviloop was operated from addresses linked to an East 66th Street Manhattan condominium building once majority owned by Epstein's brother Mark, according to investigators.
Oh, really?
The finding of which was also reported by The Guardian. Additionally, Aviloop apparently has a sister company called Aviatry, which is branded as a complete ecosystem for aspiring and licensed female pilots, with a young-looking girl in pilot's attire featured on the company's splash page. Interestingly, the investigator said that after he contacted Mark for comment and later Avitari directly, the company pulled down the majority of its website, including links about how to get involved.
Wherever you are in your journey, in your hotel room, we can help. Give Aviloop a call.
The girl, what did she look like? Like 19 maximum?
Yeah, teenager.
Like, you know.
Bad actress.
Looks like a little girl.
18-year-old or something. Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, you know, these elite, you know, Eyes Wide Shut, you know, monsters. They like him young, you know. They can suck him dry.
And they don't want to work too hard to find it either, so they would go to some sources like this, you know.
Yeah, the fact that it can be, like, right out in the open. It's almost more secure that way, right? Well, we just hire young girls to be stewardesses on these private you know what I'm trying to say, right?
Yeah.
Airline. Jet planes. Things that fly. Shit in the air. Yeah. Jeffrey Epstein, a friend of Andrews who was jailed in 2008 for soliciting prostitution from a minor, was accused in 2011 of court documents using the East 66th Street Manhattan building to house young women, The Guardian reported. Several rented condominiums in the building and have been living by Epstein associate, according to public records. The Guardian also reported that Mark denied having knowledge of the business. Anyway, they link up more to that. Check out that story. It's pretty interesting. And I haven't seen the whole video yet that they did there, which Alex did with this person, but it could be pretty interesting. So, you know, they're
Alex going to hire him and find out?
Well, I thought he was into the yoga instructors.
That's right. He's happily married to the masseuse expert.
Exactly. Well, while we're on InfoWars, why don't we check this out too? Michael Moore had some very choice words for white people in general. I actually queued it up right here, so let's just listen. Now it should be said. Let me say this.
God, he's fat. He really does look like some old hag woman.
Looks like an old,
old crone,
50-year-old lady or something, right? So this is Rolling Stone has a podcast which is called Useful Idiots, which is of course very appropriate because that's what Stalin and Lenin Lenin who called.
I think it was Lenin. Who had this Useful Idiots
came up with that term, right? Everyone we can use that do our bidding, and they're just dumbasses who. That's Michael Moore. Anyway, listen to this here.
And I'm sick of. I refuse to participate in post-racial America. I refuse to say because we elected Obama that suddenly that means everything's okay. White people have changed. White people have not changed. Two-thirds of all white guys voted for Trump. That means anytime you see three white guys walking at you down the street toward you, two of them voted for Trump. You need to move over to the other side.
But you know, but that is not an incitement towards violence,
right? Exactly.
Because everyone, a punch of Nazi, they're all Nazis.
Always
Trump
be suspicious.
Is a racist, white
Any
supremacist.
White guy around you,
But that's not a problem, racist. You know?
Because these are not good people that are walking towards you. You should
you
be afraid
them?
Of them.
Listen,
and the third one probably says, I'm thinking about voting for Trump.
Ooh, two-thirds of all white guys voted for Trump. That means anytime you see three white guys walking at you, down the street toward you, two of them voted for Trump. You need to move over to the other sidewalk because these are not good people that are walking towards you. You should be afraid of them.
And the third one probably says, I'm thinking about voting for Trump. Right.
Yeah,
the-
yeah, real real ace, that one. Yeah.
God, Michael Moore is such a moron. He's an idiot. And that guy's got millions of dollars. He lives in a white neighborhood. Oh, are you looking around at all your neighbors like, oh my God, you guys, I'm so afraid of you. Any of you might have voted for Trump. No, he lives with a bunch of white leftists.
Yeah. Rich yeah, ones. This is what rich, fat... fat guys in employment of the elite does too.
And then he just assumes, like, just know that they're bad guys. They're not good guys. Like, do you know any of these people personally and how they are in their life? Of course not, but he just makes this, you know, blanket statement.
Yeah, and that's fine too, right? I mean, again, sure, he is white. He's presumably not Jewish as far as I know. But still, that's irrelevant, right? Talk about creating antagonism and yeah, hatred against a whole racial group. But that's fine. YouTube is fine with that. And Rolling Stone, well, they can have podcasts. Literally under the umbrella name of like of a communist term on the site.
I remember they wrote an article about me and it was just so many lies in it, by the way. It was a Jewish woman at Rolling Stone. Yeah, she said I had, among all these other things, there were lies that I denied the Armenian genocide. Like, where did that come from? Like, that's not true at all. Like, defend the Armenians.
They just make things up. Like, they just make it up.
Total liar.
That ends up on Wikipedia. We'll talk about that later. Anyway, let's move on to this one.
Yeah, I was out of the loop for several days. Hi.
Talking about buttholes, I mean.
Yeah. enjoying Christmas and heard that anal sex was trending on Twitter on Christmas Day. Lovely. An article written right here by this Gigi Angle, a woman who calls herself a feminist author, sexologist, and sex educator. She tweeted this. Hi.
Hey, excuse me. Award-winning. Feminist.
Her article was for Teen Vogue, you guys, 13 to 16-year-old girls mostly, titled Anal Sex, What You Need to Know. Right? Just this is keeping in the spirit of Christmas, right? Even leading up to Christmas, she shared an article, by the way, about fisting, how to fist and all this, you know, keeping it festive very and classy, kid-friendly for Christmas. So naturally, she got a lot of flack for this and people, and she responded by saying that, well, the average age kid now who watches hardcore porn is 8. This is what she said. So we have to educate them about anal sex and group sex and hard sex because, you know, she's progressive and totally healthy. Look at her.
I'm sure she's pushing this on the Orthodox Jewish community.
I can't confirm that she's... Yeah, exactly. But I can't confirm that she herself is Jewish. There was a picture of her at Christmas time with her family. You should see that one, by the way. A bunch of libs.
Let me know what order you want to pull this up here.
Just start pulling them up. There's all a couple here. Because
right-winger says it. I'm not even going to look it up, but I'm going to... go out on a limb here and say the women who wrote the article of Teen Magazine on how to sex on Christmas. Hammy,
yeah, Hanukkah. She's horrible. Yeah. She's absolutely horrible.
Wonderful picture there, too. Very good.
And she's completely gross. I went to her website, which we'll check out. But yeah, exactly. This is what I was just saying right here. She's saying that if you scroll down, 8-year-olds, children are first exposed to hardcore porn at 8. And I'm thinking,
what are you talking about?
Exactly.
Like,
there's no such thing as, you know,
because like, parents are not
just
in the picture.
They're just exposed out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, nothing should be done. Nothing can be done. My children are not exposed to hardcore porn, okay? This is typical shit-lib parenting. These people actually want to show 5-year-olds how to have anal sex and gay sex. It's basically anything but teaching your kids
stuff. For their safety. Right, you know,
that's what she says. Yeah, teaching kids, you know, teen girls, they won't never teach teen girls why it's bad to how a slut is destructive in many ways, and how anal sex actually leads to wearing diapers eventually. Nature intended it as a passage for things to come out, not for things to go in. Like, so it's funny. There's just we're educating them for the safety so they can safely have anal sex. She actually said that in there, and it's just like the. Nothing is intended to go up there. There's long-term consequences from having anal sex. Like, it's just, ugh.
Well, anyway. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's the poop chute. It's where it's where the disposables are coming out. You shouldn't have things up there. Well, wasn't there something with, like, doctors, something with, like, proctologists and stuff that say that they get people get it coming in all the time and they have things up there that they can't
shove things
up like box. They can't get out and stuff.
I mean,
and
it's like, what is wrong
welcome
with people?
To
they have articles like this.
21st century,
it's
guys.
It's totally healthy and normal to put things up your butthole and, you know, it's exciting and we should teach our 8-year-olds about it because it's
sodomy
totally normal.
Totally cool now.
Yeah, exactly. Just get with the program. Be open. Anything but teaching just natural... healthy sex, of course, but also not exposing children, namely 8-year-old kids, to this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was another happy holidays. This I was telling you about. Here's my article on fisting, which is, yeah, shoving a hand up someone's butt. I went to this bvibe.com, by the way, which was on Swiss Cows, which is a family-friendly browser. They had this website blocked.
Oh, good. It's a good thing.
I went there and looked, and it was just, oh my God.
Is that like a blue, like industrial glove there in the picture?
I don't know, but they were selling when you're handling
toxic material. Now, I read something in passing. Someone else reported on this, and apparently there's these new, and I forget what the term was. Someone was talking about it. They're saying that there's some bacteria that's going around because people are like, you know, I'm sorry, but this is the reality of the situation. They're licking their behinds, right, on other people. So there's this new bacteria, which is like unbeatable by certain like penicillins and stuff like that.
Antibiotics and all that. But
it's perfectly normal. We just put on this like industrial scale, like toxic hazard suit.
And you know, it's always the people that engage in this are always like dirty and just like don't practice cleanliness.
No shit.
And just it's just disgusting.
I mean, a lot of shit.
Anyway, I mean, it is just so wrong. But they're acting like this is just some healthy, normal thing.
Well, it's not. But they're, you know, and she's, as you said, this cheeky way of like delivering these, right?
Just to stick it to those conservative parents. And that's the other thing.
Hi, here's my article on anal.
Why are you so uptight? But then we can name all the different ways they're uptight, like really uptight. Most people don't want to shove things up their butt. Most people don't want to hear about how to shove things up their butt.
I don't know if we're there yet, but the Teen Vogue, of course, has gone through a total, not that it was good or anything before, but it was just essentially empty, materialistic, celebrity garbage, essentially. But now it's like
pro-Antifa.
It's just like anal sex. It's just like this total, this and cultural
Marxist outlet.
And we're
talking like their average readers, like a 13-year-old girl, 13, 14, 15. Yeah. So a girl at 13 shouldn't be having sex at all. And now here she is learning about anal sex, group sex, all kinds of forms of just degenerate sex you can think of.
Look at all the outlets that are happy to support. Like, we're a problem. Sorry, I can't
speak
today.
Let's just go to her
videos. You want to sell anal fisting to an 8-year-old? No problem. This is your lady right here. You know, employ her right now. NBC, Huff Poop, Women's Health.
Get with it. This is what kids are exposed to nowadays. Parents, because parents can't do anything about that. They can't shield their kids at all. They just, accidentally find hardcore porn on the browser.
My 8-year-old is watching hardcore porn again. Nothing we can do.
Oh,
right.
My God. These people. Yeah. Idiots.
All right, anyway. Did she have...
Yeah, this is her family. Photo. Now, like, look at what's going on the bottom there, too. The one person looking away. Like, I don't know if they're autistic or something's going on there. But look at her mom. Scroll up there. Like, there's a lot of work done on that. Mm-hmm. It's like strange, you know, all white though. And she also hates white people. No surprise, right?
Well, that comes with the territory if you're liberal. Hate white people. The whiter you are, the more you hate white people.
You look at that and you're like, that's a bunch of liberals. Like, you know, it's a bunch of liberals. You can spot them a mile away.
Yeah, sure.
We're
can.
So liberal. Look at us. Jeez. But we hate white people, but we're all like super.
What
white.
Was the video section on this? Was on her website?
Her website, yeah. So go more with me. Or where is it? In the portfolio? No, that's where you are now. Scroll on the other ones there.
Writing and video. Okay.
You can see how beautiful she is. Now, this woman is just turn on. They always look like this, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Your sexual PSA, the prostate. Great. Organic porn.
They're always teaching about the clitoris, like humans, like men don't already know this stuff. Like we haven't known this for thousands of years.
Have you seen those brochures, like the German state, the Swedish state, and Finland, the Finnish, they released these booklets about like, here's how you should have sex, migrants and stuff. You know what I'm talking about? We covered that a few times.
Yeah.
It's always that same style when they release it. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Really
it's like
ugly.
This ugly kind of, ugh, clinical, but yet like, ugh, yucky vibe around it.
And they were so arrogant and like kind of condescending about it.
Should we play one of them?
Yeah, just so we can hear her annoying voice for a second. We won't watch the whole thing.
For your sexual PSA, this is Gigi Engel. Today's topic, the structure of the clitoris.
Right. And look at that cartoon. And look at that. She has like no bra on.
Yeah, no bra. Jesus, she's lady. Just frumpy.
Jesus, we don't want to see your stuff.
She's gross. I'm sorry. I just look at her and I just think gross. Look at of course, a gross woman would be doing too. Stuff like this.
When most of us think of a clitoris, we think of a rosebud-like bump at the tippy top of the vulva. It's a small pleasure button.
But it's actually like really disgusting. And here's how. Let me explain to you.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Let me show you.
Let me completely turn you off. Because that is what she's doing.
Disgusting
right
it
now.
Really is. Yeah. Let's see where this goes. I'm sure that's coming.
Right? Wrong.
Right?
The clitoris is more than the nubbin you see on the outside within the vulva. The clit is composed of an external circular mass of glands.
Here's the diagram, right? It's like, yeah.
Let's point. Here is the anus. Like, you know, I don't know.
All right. We're not going to watch this.
Oh, good. She has every body every type color. And color represented. I really feel good about that. 0.5
to 2 centimeters in length. It varies from woman to woman. And the glands, the parts you can see, is less than 1 centimeter. So you're only seeing
mouth.
Like
Look at that
barely
mouth.
Half of it on the outside. While the clitoris's main purpose is pleasure, some researchers and medical professionals say it probably does serve a biological function. The better side.
This okay? Can we? Can we just have not women vote?
Can
we do that now?
I think she's actually. She's actually married to. I mean, it was the shit lib husband is so proud of his wife for this.
Right.
She's my award winning feminist wife.
All right. Sorry about that. it's just, well, I mean, it's we gotta show who this person is.
This is the woman who's like saying, you know, 8-year-olds, they just find hardcore porn now at 8, and we just have to go with it and teach them so they have hardcore porn safely.
Yeah.
God, no,
oh boy.
Just haul it off, haul it away.
Yep, yep. All right. What did
and then this one, just another example. Teen Vogue, you know, so pushing anal sex, Antifa is awesome. And now here it is, too many white people in white countries is evil white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
White people are not the default. This is wrong. I mean, this is the kind of stuff they're programming. And of course, they got a new person of color communist editor at large. So that's what's happening.
Now, we did, I forget if it was Weekend Warrior or if it was Flashback Friday. I think it was Weekend Warrior. We talked about Teen Vogue and the transition that they made way back when. It was another award-winning woman that showed up, and she essentially turned it into a vessel for her own political ideology and pushing her shit on these kids that are reading it.
No one's really reading it.
And she got all these prizes and stuff, right? She was like recognized by the establishment and the elite, but the paper actually started losing, right? Remember?
Mm-hmm.
It was started to tank. It was going.
They'll still dump money into it and pretend.
No, of course. It's still there, right? But she ended up, I think, quitting, but her kind of legacy, what she left behind. Is still there. And even as late as just, was it 2 days ago, InfoWars showed here, they retweeted that Antifa grows out of large revolutionary politics that aspires towards creating a better world, but the primary motivation is to stop racists from organizing. Here's what Antifa is really trying to do, right? They retweeted this just literally 2 days ago, which of course we broke down this last time. This is back from, was it 2017 or something? Oh, that was the wrong link. Let me see here. Let me see when that was from. Let me just click in on the actual article here. Now you're going to freeze up, computer. Is this it? Are you leaving me? That window is dead. All right, sorry about that. Whatever. It's like 2018. 2017 possibly too. And here's, of course, the follow-up. Which they did first here. So 4:35 a.m. I guess someone is on December 25th at 4:35. I know that you can have these, like, you can have a distribution software that like triggers that when these are
but
supposed to be posted
on the 25th.
But the point is like Christmas
Hi.
Day.
Merry
First
Christmas.
Thing to make sure, get your
just
Antifa dose, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
she did it just to trigger, you know, conservative Christians mostly. I gathered
right.
that from her tweets too.
And then like 12 edgy. Or 14 hours later, it's here's your guide on how to have anal sex after that. It's like, yeah, it's pretty good stuff. Very, very
Gross.
Good stuff. All right. Let me turn that
her
off.
Husband's probably getting dildo.
Mm.
You know,
he's getting pegged. Hard. All right. Students display controversial flags during school. District launches investigation. Check out this from a local, is it Kentucky? Where was this from?
Oh, to back it up. No, I think it was in Missouri. Yeah, they were Missouri? One day they were passing out,
LGBT
gay flags.
Flags, right?
There you go. And some kids in a natural act of rebellion to
It is called a rebel
flag.
It is a rebel flag, after all, right?
This was in the lunchroom, and they put up the Confederate flag.
Let's play a series of flag displays
at an Ozark.
Sorry, let me turn that up a little bit. Ozark. That is what, Arkansas?
A series of flag displays at an Ozarks high school has students and staff talking in West Plains. Michael Deere is live at the high school with more about what happened and how the district is handling the situation.
Put him in jail.
Yeah, Ethan, a day after a student passed out pride flags inside the cafeteria, a group of students responded by displaying a Confederate flag inside the same lunchroom. Mm-hmm. Now, the district won't reveal details of its investigation, but say that safety and education of students is the utmost concern.
Who got hurt?
Sophomore Rose Schumbler passed out nearly 60 pride flags Monday at school.
People would put them like sticky on backpacks or just carry them around.
Oh, geez.
The message.
Really? A good way to show people like that they're not alone.
Well, on Monday, I saw a girl walking down the hallway and she had like a gay pride flag in her hair, like in her ponytail.
The next day, some other students displayed a Confederate flag at lunch.
I noticed two boys get up and they have the Confederate flag there, like showing it to the lunchroom in the senior cafe.
I was kind
of mad
because, like, you can have your flag and that's fine, but it's like they were using it as retaliation.
Student Abigail Lipford says an administrator ended up confiscating the Confederate flag.
Everyone was just really confused, I think. They were like, what is happening?
No, kids are like, this is awesome.
But not only was it that they were mocking us, they also brought in a completely different subject.
Yeah.
Because people were offended by the type of flag that they had.
Now the school is looking into
the
situation.
Some people are offended by yours.
It wasn't just LGBT kids. There was also straight kids, Christian kids standing up for us because they also didn't believe in all the hate that the other people were giving us.
The hate? They just put up a flag. I love how you can just tack on anything you want.
Now, we were unable to locate the students who brought the Confederate flag to school. In a statement, the district says it is committed to addressing the concerns from students, parents, and members of the community. If you'd like to read the district's entire response.
No, I really don't. You know, just relax. Like,
they were not punished. I saw BuzzFeed news articles about this.
Kids want to rebel. They want to have fun. Figure it out. This LGBTQ flag, it's mainstream. We see it everywhere daily. It's shoved down our throat constantly. People are sick of it, and so are the kids. You know, all the kids hear about it constantly. Mm-hmm. I mean, for this tiny percentage of the population, right? But there's no celebrating Straight People Day ever.
And then this, and this is used as an actual tool against these kids, right? But BuzzFeed News literally had this here, right? They're covering this. Check out what they actually said. Yes, if they can fly their queer flags, others can fly their rebel flags. Butthurt, question mark, but there's a couple of screenshots that they shared here. I have nothing, and this is a classic position always, right? It's like, well, I'm fine with it. It's not a problem, but it just we're tired of it, right? And it's like this is actually used as these people are sick and we need to control these people. He says, or whoever, you know, show the flag, says, I have nothing against the LGBTQ community. They're just bleeping people. What you do with your dick is your business, although if you want to be treated like normal people, which you are, stop expecting special treatment because you're gay. I think it is a problem that we have an entire month dedicated to someone's sexuality and only a day for veterans. You have a right to fly your LGBTQ flag, just like I have a right to fly my American and or rebel flag. It is the First Amendment. And for these people who say it's a sin to be gay, that is true, but it's also a sin to pass judgment upon others, blah, blah, blah. So in other words, what I'm saying is, these are not like extreme people, right? Do you know what I'm saying?
They're just sick and tired. They're sick and tired because it's shoved down our throats all the time. That's what gets people to not like you anymore when you do that kind of stuff.
Like, but it's like
in your face, waving all the time. It's like gay people literally have everything now.
And
like
so they
it's never enough, you know? And so these kids are just rebelling. They're also proving the double standard. They're testing the tolerance. They're saying, well, if you're going to do it, then I can do it too, right?
They take this position that is like, They weren't punished. These people need to be punished. Yeah. Although their positions is not like kill all the gays. You know what I mean?
The rebel flag has nothing to do with gay people. Like they're making it. They just tack on whatever they want on the Confederate flag now.
It's they do not tolerate any tolerate any kind of opposition, right? Any kind of putting down their indoctrination campaigns.
Yeah,
right?
You have to love it and celebrate.
You have to love it. You have to celebrate it. Yeah, it's not even good enough that these people are like, yeah. So what? Let me also fly my flag, right? That's essentially what they're saying.
And I think with the girls, you know, I'm sure chances are pretty high that they probably got picked on, so they ran to the rainbow to be, you know, special, stunning, and brave, and get mm-hmm. special treatments. You know, well, guess what? Not everyone wants to celebrate you and your life choice, so you just have to learn to deal with that. It's, you know, just deal with it. It's that kind of attitude, though, of like whining and crying about it instead of just ignoring it or whatever. That's your thing. This is my thing. That's what's going to get people to not like you. It's when you're shoving it in their face all the time. We just went through just pride. Most people have pride fatigue at this point because it's just been months of it hammered in our face by all of corporate America.
Yeah, but they'll never understand that and they won't give you any leeway for that either.
It's like, okay, we get it, little girls. You want to like kiss other girls. We got it. Yep. We heard the message. That's okay.
Right. That's right.
They probably don't even want to anyway.
Let me go through here real quick. We got to cover some of the super chats here and stuff. Guys, I've been delaying with that. Let me do the DLive stuff first. The activity feed is, I think I've managed to, remember I talked about the activity feed? I open it in its separate window and it looks like it's actually holding. So maybe that's the trick. Anyway, a couple of diamonds, actually quite a few. Three from Mr. Wright earlier in the show, straight in a row. No message. Thank you. Brad Gremba sent one, two diamonds as well. Thank you. Another diamond from Mr. Wright. Just going to make sure there's no messages under those guys. M4, I guess M Andrew, I guess, but with threes instead of E's, donated a diamond. Thank you. Mr. Wright with a Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. M. Andrew again with another diamond, and another one from Mark Boggs. Ray was a Palpatine, but identified as Skywalker. This is way back in the show when we talked about Star Wars. Was it? Yeah, Ray. Was that the actress name? No, that was the actual character's name, right? You remember the annoying girl?
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. Thank you. That was from Mark Boggs, by the way. Scroll down a bit more. Prognostic, a Ninjagini. Thank you. No message. Shroon, a diamond. Hi, guys. Hi, Shroon. Thank you for that. Island Tipper, a diamond. No message. And Crid, a diamond as well. Will you guys adopt me? I'm an Aryan Chad. Well, it depends on how old you are. you're like 25. Well, thank you, and Crid. I don't know. We have a full house here right now, so we'll see about that. Thank you, though. We do appreciate the diamond, though. Shroon, another diamond. Defend the bunghole from liberals. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mr. Wright, a ninja gini.
No-go zone.
Soon there's a Greta Thunberg behind each bush. Yeah, there's going to be, right? Thank you for that ninja gini, Mr. Wright. Wandering Souls, a diamond. No message. The Ugly Jew. Hey, I watched one of your streams the other day. Thank you for that. He's under diamond. He does some good streams as well. And I think we're caught up there. Now, the diamond just came in from Jay Fox. Thank you, sir. No message. As far as the window is showing me, Jennifer B. wrote over on DonorBox, "Hi, Henrik, saw Hellstorm, wow, recognized your name, thank you for everything you do." Well, thank you, Jennifer, appreciate that. Jacob H. says, "Happy American New Year and happy Swedish New Shoglin." What was that Scottish, the name we used for
I forget.
That again?
Yeah, like the party.
It sounds like the same word, yes. Shoglin, that's a Scottish word, Jacob, is it?
For the New Year.
Yeah. Sorry, I forgot what they celebrate in Sweden. Well, you know, just New Year, right? So thank you, Jacob. Appreciate that. Brad Gremba as well sends $50. Thank you so much, Brad. He's a Freedom Shekels. Hope you had an amazing Christmas. I got to hang out with some family I don't see often and got to have the talk with a few right-ish leaning people. So hopefully I woke one or two up. We can hope. I always try, though. Sorry if I've made this joke before, but why haven't you been impeached for colluding with a Russian? Kidding, of course. Lana is awesome. I think it's been used against us, though, in some ways.
Oh, it has
it?
Many times.
Yeah, Russians.
Eastern European.
Like, this is, you know,
discrimination.
Some dangerous thing. I mean, there are a lot of people that actually believe in that, like full,
like
full tilt. They really like the think Russians I'm is a taking
Russian.
Over.
Yeah, and that I'm a Russian spy.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I mean, again, I saw rehashed the other day yet again, the military claim with the cat and all that stuff.
Oh, my gosh. If you guys didn't see that, that's hilarious. Years ago, I so did a review you know, when I moved my cat Bijou, who's gone.
Yeah,
now.
Tell us.
I moved her to Sweden, and that was quite a process with all the government regulations and controls, thousands of dollars in taxes and microchipping. I couldn't believe it. It was
mandatory microchipping. It's amazing.
I used a pet moving company, and then they're like, "Oh, would you write me a review? It's the first time we got to Sweden, blah blah blah." And it was way back when, you know, like, sure, yeah. Okay. I read a review, and they just assumed I was moving for military because that's so many of the people.
I guess that was
the
bulk of their clients was like.
So they just put
military.
It in the military section in their website for review, and then that became proof that I work for the military.
Yeah, they were like part of Department of Defense. You're military, and like what? I mean, it's like.
And then people were saying it was a shell company and all this stuff. Like, and no, it's a pet mover that's like still around. If you have a phone number, you can call.
But this is why it's so interesting too. That sometimes it's just like. Things just happen.
There
and it's
are
not
mistakes.
Like intentions.
I always keep that in mind.
But see, the bulk of our work and everything we do, that can be completely ignored. Like the years of stuff that we put into exposing all these things and talking about all these things and being like anti-establishment and stuff like that. But then a mistake on a website of a moving company for pets
cats.
is the 100% proof that they need. Of why you're not legitimate.
I have to say, I cracked up so hard when someone sent that to me in this whole Reddit thread, and I was like, "Oh, pictures of Bijou. Oh,
yeah,
I miss her."
I know,
like
it's
using my now dead cat as proof that I'm like military.
And it's like you're Jewish and all these things. It's like, well, we've showed the DNA. It's not
like,
happening.
You have
it's,
no idea.
You don't have a single percent Jewish DNA in you.
Yeah.
None in your family.
Oh, there was
do,
one other connection too, because a long time ago I worked for Miles Copeland, right? And it turned out his dad was in. He's a rock and roll manager. Fan. It turns out his dad was in the CIA.
Didn't he have the label that was called CIA?
And he had
for
no.
Short,
it was
CIA?
I think it was IRS records. That
oh,
was
IRS.
Before my
that's
time.
Right.
Yeah,
the
police. His brother was
okay.
in the police, and he
right,
managed
right.
them and put them on a map and all this stuff.
So that means
and
you're
then
also
that somehow is Evan just through loose connections that one person worked at the CIA somehow me working at his record label was like proof that I wasn't on years later, even though his dad was dead.
This keeps resurfacing. I mean, I get that there's new people and stuff like that, but there's always like, there's these psychos out there that are just like determined to, well, ruin our reputation, obviously, and they're trying to push wedges between our audiences, like you guys and what we do and all the things we try to do. And these things, you know, they kind of keep resurfacing. I mean, it could be good to just do a dedicated video on it to put it down, but it's like, it's just not true. And that's why I'm like, I've become more and more careful of like just because some details come out, like to just believe that outright, because you see how these maniacal, just out of control conspiracy theorists, people out there just, they believe anything. And even if you debunk it, they like, no, I refuse to believe what you just told me. And I'll believe this, what I found on a website once, which now has been moved and altered and changed after we wrote them and say, hey, you put us in this category. You didn't ask us. It's
they
just
did
wrong.
Fix
you know?
It later.
No, they fixed it. But
they
that was
it.
Also
and then that
proof.
Was also proof. They were covering it. Like, and I was like, wait a minute, just think this through. These people are stupid. Just so I'll say one more thing about it. Let's say I'm hired by the government as a plant, like some secret military project, right? I'm in there to mislead you, make you pro-white.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And then,
no, but it's always some like, well,
then,
oh, sorry, let me pull that up.
I'm going to move my cat and leave this trail, like going overseas and posting
like,
in the military section
oh, no,
of a
that,
website.
No, that like, was a mistake. It was not. That was not meant to come out, but then it did come out. But they're so dumb that they couldn't even
idiots.
Like not put it on a commercial website. I don't know. There's no logic to it, but but it's also this idea: whatever you do and however much, again, the bulk of the work that we've done over 10 years plus is dismissed like overnight because, well, you're just to suck up discontent or, you know, there's always like some spin on it, like that you can't.
You only knew the stuff that we deal with.
Circular logic and things you can't, you know, why would we kicked off of Coinbase and PayPal?
And everything.
Why would
literally
we shut
everything.
Down from YouTube? I mean, it doesn't make sense, right? But all right. Anyway.
Moving on. Flashback Friday, right?
All right.
We can skip the other Columbia thing. Let's go to the Trump.
Let me do. There's one more here. Glenn.
Okay.
The Chinaman. Send us $20 on Stripe here
Thank
as well.
Thank you, Glenn. You're always so generous.
Did you know YouTube has, YouTube over Xmas quietly shut down 100 videos about Bitcoin? Yeah, we talked about
it right
at the beginning.
Yeah, we just talked about that. Yeah.
I don't know when did you send this? Yeah, about it. Okay, YouTube. So we just talked about it in the beginning. Absolutely. Yeah. It's crazy. I wonder why he says, well, it's because anything alternative, as we said in the beginning,
because they want you with the big banks, right? You control the big bankers. And as you know, Wells Fargo banned us. I try to fight that, and we'll show you the results that we got from that.
Military assets have working for the government.
Yeah, exactly. They just get
banned from Wells Fargo.
And that's supposed to be like the conservative bank.
Yeah. Let me see here. Let me go back here. Did you want to skip the Hill one?
Yeah, we could skip that.
Okay, a couple more. We've got to catch up here.
Yeah, that was kind of ridiculous.
How about this one, though? Did you look at the... Or this was related to the Hill?
It kind of goes with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's too bad. Now, I showed it.
Now, do you want me to... Okay.
Yeah,
let's... Real quick. There was a Jewish Israeli student at Columbia University who cried anti-Semitism. They filed a complaint under the new executive order signed by Trump, the first Jewish president. Remember, the order was about free speech. Mm-hmm. It was about stopping so-called anti-Semitism and Israel boycotts on college campuses. Basically, the order will interpret Judaism as a race or nationality, not just a religion. So speaking negatively of Israel is equivalent of like a racist hate crime against Jews, right? Mm. And if universities are critical of Israel, it's discrimination. They can lose funding and all this stuff, right? Now, I hope they do, not because their stance on Israel, but because they're all globalists. But back to the student. He claimed that a professor told him, no details here, pointing at and yelling, don't believe a word he is saying. He is Mossad. He claims a professor told him that he was Mossad. Sounds more like a Groiper than a Marxist professor to me. But yeah, they do hate Israel because it's an ethno state, right? Not critical for the reasons that we are. And then he or someone, they never give any good details here. It was just kind of cryptic how it was put together. Also claimed that another professor said that the killing of Israeli citizens by the military wing of Hamas is justified by Israel's, you know, settler colonialism. Mm. Okay, well, they say that kind of stuff, I'm sure. But basically, criticizing anything Israel does or anyone who happens to be Jewish is unthinkable and soon will probably be punishable by death. Kidding, but it probably will. But...
Hang on.
We have a recording of another claim of alleged anti-Semitism. Do you guys want to hear it?
Here we go.
Well, listen to me. I was very hurt today. But I was initially hurt with his words.
Yeah. That's a very, very sophisticated type of case you have there. Can you come in to see me?
Yeah, sure. But listen, he said bad, awful things, and I fell down the stairs, and my shoes fell off. And I feel very hurt about this.
Well, you mean you feel hurt, emotionally hurt?
Very, very hurt.
I suggest that you come in to see me about it. We'll file a claim for you.
Okay. All right, then.
You have my address, right?
Sure, I do.
Come in any day of the week between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Right. You know what it's like to be hurt.
Well, of course I do.
And I hate that. So everybody. Well, listen to me. I was very hurt today.
Sounds like it's from a longer. That's great, though. Fantastic, whoever did that.
Oh, and also
Donald Blumpf Jr.
It's funny. I love that. It's funny.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be removed for hate speech here soon.
Yeah.
Also, there was alleged robocalls. You were showing that a second ago by a white supremacist group. No details whatsoever.
Received by
Columbia faculty. They won't say what it actually was. Just vile racism, robocalls, these white supremacists. They don't play it. We don't hear it. We don't know anything that's actually in it. Well, it was something about Tessa Majors, who was a white woman who was killed by a teenage black kid.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even hear about it. Did you?
I've heard the name. I've heard the name for sure, but I couldn't relate it to anything.
Well,
so.
They don't know, and they're like more outraged by this robocall than the actual story of this woman who was murdered by this 13-year-old.
Was this way back when?
No, I guess this was just Tessa not too Major. Long ago.
Really? Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
I definitely heard the name.
They just go.
Didn't we cover that?
That's her right there.
Okay,
so,
interesting. Now, I've seen a lot of stories about these robocall things. And I say it's some candidate that votes. And I'm saying that it's a conspiracy every time or whatever, but it almost feels too convenient that like, let's record the message again and then like let's play it in this area and then we say, hey, we're vote for this candidate, and then the media can write about it. Oh, here is these neo-Nazi KKK members at a robocall and they're supporting this candidate and therefore he's bad, so don't vote.
Well, we don't
for
even
him.
Know if you know? It wasn't even about something political or voting in
right.
this case. Like
right.
we don't even know what it really was about.
This is classic though.
Or
this
if it happened, but it's always these robocalls and oh my god, the racism and then it's so bad, we can't even let you hear it. Yeah,
no,
right?
Exactly. Just believe us. just trust us. We'll tell you what it was about.
Trust me.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Hey, a couple of more came in here from Ted J. He says, I don't know what all the fuss is over that Aviloop Airlines video. Scantily clad teenage girls in stewardess Halloween costumes that can barely remember their lines. Seems legit.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much. Thank you, Ted. Appreciate that.
Bad audio. Don't forget that.
Very bad audio. Hey, Randbots and Diamond on DLive as well. Good day from Randland, Cobbers. Well, thank you, Rand. I appreciate that. You do great on Killstream. Nice to hear from you, Rand. Hope you're doing well. Thank you for that. All right. Let's talk about this.
I found this other,
a couple of more here.
This tweet here. This Jerome Bell looks like a based black guy. He's running for Congress in VA, Virginia. He tweeted, it's time for a complete halt, caps, on immigration. Yes, yes, it is. It is interesting. I'm seeing more POC allies.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of funny. But actually, literally talking about, like, no, let's stop all immigration. Let's stop it. Let's halt it. So this was in response to a long list of mostly Republican, looks like, senators who want more refugees. Mm-hmm. 15 GOP governors asking for more refugees in their states. Trump endorsed all of them. I guess we've had record-breaking years of illegal immigration, too, as it's being reported. So even West Virginia, already a state in much poverty, is on this list. I mean, this is evil, so evil, and the people were never asked. It just is foisted on them. Mm-hmm. These are just a bunch of useless conservatives, and they're stupid, and they're naive, and they just want to keep packing it in, it seems like, until there's no end in sight. Even the locals are suffering. But, you know, diversity is our greatest strength.
The 15 here, yeah.
America was built on immigration. Israel's our greatest ally. You know, it's like, it's just over and over.
I mean, we've said it so many times, but they're essentially just, they're liberals in the making, where they were 5 years ago, you know?
Total sellouts.
On all the points they've conceded, right? And if they don't, if you don't have people that stand their ground and have principles and actually want to conserve something, they just drift behind leftists, and they're not going to win any and gain any ground by kowtowing to their agenda.
Look at Vermont, West Virginia, New Hampshire, the Dakotas.
North,
like,
South Dakota. They
want to get these white areas, too. Yeah. You know, it's just out of control. Sick of it. I'm sick of it, and so are a bunch of other people, and it's why they're getting desperate, I think, to silence all of us and call us whatever name so they can keep destroying America. And what's annoying the most to me is that some of them, these Republican governors, they don't even see what they're doing. Some do, and they just don't care because they're getting paid. But the other ones are just, they have no clue the damage that they're doing. They're just sellouts.
They might, some of them, and they might actually be disingenuous, but most of them are just dumb and isolated, I think, to be honest.
Really, the next generation of Republicans won't be
just
the same.
In relation to the Jerome Bell here, then, there are a couple, then, that are running right now. We've showed a couple, right? You had Foxworth out of Texas. He seems good.
Peter, was it Adbroska?
Adbroska.
North Carolina.
This guy in out of Virginia Beach, then. Yeah. Jerome Bell.
These are people that are not white. There's a few of them, but they're...
And they want a complete halt on immigration.
They fully support, you know, and a lot of things we talk about. I know that.
Yeah, and again, I mean, if they're smart, if they do come, let's say, from a family that are second or third generation then, or immigrant or something like that, or I know some of them are maybe mixed or something like that, but if them directly or their parents or someone fled from the situations, who in the right mind, who understands why they came to one of our countries in the West, would want to alter and transform the demographic of that country if it was about escaping the conditions that they were in?
Yeah.
By replacing the native population in these countries.
Yeah, and a lot of them are fleeing.
I mean, many do that because they hate countries and despise us, and they're seeing it as a takeover, as we'll see here a little bit, of like this big black guy in Sweden there who's talking about this stuff, right?
But the smarter ones, the smarter ones see that they too don't want third world immigration. Like that, the black guy running for governor here, he knows that, of course, blacks are going to suffer. They're going to suffer because Mexicans and all these other people are going to take their jobs. They're not going to have any jobs.
Absolutely. So here's some more footage. Germany and Sweden, are you ready for the 150,000 al-Nusra, Arar al-Sham supporters heading your way? So a new massive refugee wave heading to Turkey. And of course, we know that Turkey have just been a conduit. They're just, they open up for Turkey. And yes, there are a lot of Syrians and stuff there, but there's so many others that piggyback on the Syrian war. They're not even Syrian. Again, primarily people from like Afghanistan and North Africa and stuff ends up in Sweden and Germany, not actually from Syria. But here's some footage.
Everyone's a Syrian now, right? Every single one.
So there's another caravan of people. Although, keep in mind...
It's like a Tim Murdoch animation.
Although, keep in mind... Yeah, exactly. Although, the war is essentially over. They push back ISIS. It's essentially... We show the tourist footage. People are...
On the
beach! They're living in Sweden, and they go on vacation back home in Syria.
Get some sun.
You know, while they're, you know, just... from their welfare gig in Sweden, essentially.
Syria
take
is
a little,
big.
Take a little break from being in Sweden during the October-November months.
Unwind,
you know? Yeah.
With those good welfare dollars.
The nice beaches with, like, you know, water slides.
There's plenty of room and safe places in Syria. This is BS.
Yeah.
They just say whatever and get in now.
So, more refugees. The migrant... You know, the flood of migrants have not stopped, you know. It's just like it's still happening. A lot of boats are out there. They're picking people up. They're putting them on islands in Europe, you know, wherever they can reach them, Spain, France, Italy.
When does it end?
And then they walk up.
When does it end? I mean, what is an acceptable level for even these leftists?
Yep. So speaking of how some behave when they actually do come to our countries... Simon Kristoffersson is a journalist at Samnytt, a pretty good alternative paper in Sweden. Definitely follow his account if you want to have, again, most of these are like in very poor Swedish that he covers, but a lot of the thing with like where the kid had an immigrant gang had beaten a Swedish kid and urinated on him and in his mouth and stuff. That's this guy who released that. I think he monitors a lot of these channels and like places where these people post their shit, essentially. He follows accounts and stuff like that, so he comes along a lot of good stuff. So here's a big fat black guy who's in Sweden who can barely speak Swedish, and essentially the message that we should take with us here as you watch is we are going to take over Sweden.
You
got it. Yeah, vi ska ta över Sverige. Fattar ni eller?
We take over.
Let's listen to this here.
Jag känner upp det med dig, men ska bara prata om Sverige demokrat.
Sweden Democrats, I'm going to open your anal cavity. He said right there. Sweden Democrats.
What do you mean? Ska vi go to our homeland? What do you mean? Nej, vi ska inte. Vi ska stanna här kvar i Sverige. Vi ska ta över i Sverige. Fattar ni?
He says, are we going to go to our heaven? No, we're not. We're going to stay here in Sweden and we're going to take over.
Vi ska ta över i Sverige. Nu jag vill från alla mina följer gå och sprida denna...
Okay, starts over there. Now everyone spread this message. There are a couple of chant groups and I don't know. I don't think it's Telegram... I know that there are certain channels and chat rooms where there's actually a lot of these kinds of videos. But like, it's moral boasting for the neo-colonialists, right? And they actually have this mentality like we're winning. We're taking over their countries.
All he's doing is eating. All you're doing is getting larger.
Watch out!
On the dole.
He'll you know? Eat. He'll eat Sweden.
Look out! He'll just sit on you. So
it's amazing, but it's amazing though, isn't it? Like you can have and you can show these to liberals these videos, and it's not the only one. It there's hundreds like every year that comes out that shows some outrageous like we're just gonna kill you all, we're gonna take over, we're gonna shoot you all. They're just standing around drunk with like AK-47s and stuff in their apartment somewhere in some suburb in Malmö, you know. And it's just, well, it's your fault because you're a racist. So that's why they're like this, right? So it doesn't matter. Like, anyway. So I hope you enjoy
what
that.
What a joke that guy is, you know? Low IQ, high opinion of oneself.
Yeah, I mean, this is a prime example of Dunning-Kruger right there. That they're
so dumb, they don't know they're so dumb.
Yeah, they're too dumb to understand that they don't even have the capabilities. It's essentially just when Swedes like have said, says enough, then that you're not going to be able to get anywhere. Like this is like you're just temporarily believing that you can push people around because no one is fighting back, you know, against you. But when they do, you won't be able to get anywhere. So and it's like, sure, keep pushing, man.
He's not going to be able to get anywhere because I think he has diabetes. Anyway, go on.
He's in diapers. maybe he has. He did say something about
cavity.
Opening. Like that's true. That's absolutely true. Maybe he took some tips from Gigi. We talked about earlier. Where was she again? I want to show a picture of Gigi. There she is. See? He took some advice from Teen Vogue. He had been reading Teen Vogue. I'll open your anal cavity. Anyway, speaking of deluded Swedish women, now these stories, they do kind of get around a little bit now and then. This is a adventurist, I don't know what the term is, 32, probably no kids as far as I know, Susanne Engberg. She died on a bike trip in Namibia, of all places. Here you can see her and her boyfriend
Rasmus Engberg. Did she Rasmus get murdered Engberg. Or what happened?
No, so she was run over by a car and consequently died. So we don't know, was this intentional? Was it an accident?
Hit and run?
A Norwegian outlet covered this. Aftonbladet, the Swedish paper, follow that as well. Now, these people, they do like regular trips. They go to like Canada and kayaks, and they're all like...
Canada is one
thing. The outdoors.
Okay. Namibia is another.
No, sure, but I'm just saying the point, it's like they're traveling all over the world. They go on different trips and to find, you know, cool adventures and cool places and stuff like that. Goes north of South Africa and is killed. Just like immediately.
There's been several of these. Another Norwegian girl, remember, who went to, was it Morocco with two other girls? And they got
That's the one I was thinking about. Yeah.
They were on a camping, beheaded, hiking trip by themselves. Like, you don't go as young women alone in some of these places.
She has an Instagram. She was, you know, somewhat of a kind of an outdoor profile, I guess. Again, I've never heard of it before, but... you know, YouTube channel, all that stuff, right? To go travel and see the world. Mm-hmm. They have stridesandstrokes.com. They even had, you can click through on the website following the GPS coordinates of where they're last seen, right? And this, ooh, of course, haven't moved in a couple of days, as you can see here. South Africa, right down there, the tip. And Namibia
and the thing is
just to the northwest
of
that.
What's suspicious is, you know, she was probably on some remote road in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, absolutely. She was biking, right? So here you can literally see her last trip from her GPS, her and her husband's GPS reader right here. And I think this is the starting point, or maybe that is where she was. Yeah, that's where she was killed, right there on the road. So she had taken off from here, I guess. What was it called again? I forget the name. Aus, I guess. Aus, if that's how you pronounce it, in Namibia. And didn't get too far on that road there. And then right there, as we can see, where the blue mark ends, that she was run over. Now, was that intentional? Did something happen? We don't know, right?
Well, I would say, right, looking at desert, how remote it is,
yeah,
it seems a little suspicious.
Maybe she was killed and then raped. I
mean, would someone just... Yeah, exactly.
Well, we don't know.
And did he say anything about the boyfriend? Was he there?
I didn't get too much from him yet in the interviews. I have to read a little bit more about the stories. But yeah, they have Instagrams and stuff. But yeah, this is what white women do. They go on adventures to travel around the world and then they get killed, right? So, I mean, it's quite common these days. It's pretty interesting. Hey, quick note on this story too, while we're on Sweden. Something I found out pretty interesting. Now, Malmö, of course, is in a very bad state, right? Malmö is the turd city of Sweden, as we call it. And it's essentially just taken over. It's major areas are no-go zones, and it doesn't matter if you liberals say that it doesn't exist and that's been debunked. It's not. it's just not true. Like, go there yourself. And if you go at the wrong time, and especially if you announce it, Lamotte did. We showed that video. Last Flashback Friday or the Friday before that. Mm-hmm. If they know you're coming,
you got surrounded right away.
They want to
kill you.
They want to come and kill you. That's just what it is. This is their territories. But so a municipal council in Malmö, chairman of the city council in Malmö, Karin Stjernfelt, and last name, she has two last names. That's what's probably not. Karin Stjernfelt Jame left. She has a spouse, Mr. Jame. He's the ex-Gambian president. Yiha Jame. And so apparently this guy, and I still saw some question marks. People didn't know, was it really him? Is it just that someone shares the same last name? This guy stole $1 billion from his country before fleeing.
Oh, jeez.
Yahoo Jame accused of orchestrating huge theft of government funds. The former president of Gambia orchestrated theft almost $1 billion from his country before his flight into exile almost 2 years ago.
Got a bunch of Hummers and gold chains.
The Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project said it had reviewed thousands of leaked documents that detail how government funds have been looted for over 22 years. And so the city... Now, if this is... I saw some question marks around this. Is this the guy or whatnot? So I just want to put in a caveat there. But I wouldn't be surprised if this woman married this guy, and she's actually on the city council, that's what it seems like. The chairman of the city council in Malmö, right? And imagine the money and stuff there. It's been a dark and heavy evening in Malmö, she says, after Saturday's shooting and blast or bombs going off in Malmö, where a 15-year-old boy was shot dead, another teenager injured in a life-threatening, I guess, attack during the night was an attempted murder of a woman. It's kind of semi-translated there. This is funny. It's a cartoon. It says, "Welcome to Malmö. If you've seen Malmö, you've seen the world." is what they say. And why? It's because you can encounter someone of everyone when you come to Malmö, right? So that might be a little clue as to why things are so bad that they are in Malmö. You have people on the city council that are actually like married to some of the big corrupt people.
It was once a beautiful
Gambia,
city. You know? I mean, you have the ocean right there too, and it's not that far from Copenhagen. Mm-hmm. You know, it is a good little spot. Was a good little spot.
Yeah. So that's the guy. I just came across that earlier today. I just want to show it. Like, wow, it's amazing. All right.
Well, it's not forever.
Last thing here we'll cover quick. Wikipedia. Turkey has been fighting with Wikipedia, and we're going to break down a little bit of why it's actually... It's a source which is just, you have to throw it out. You can't trust anything that's on Wikipedia anymore.
Like my page? Come
Most
on.
People know that, but it's still a source that a lot of people, they link to and stuff like that. So anyway, let's lead in to this through the issue that Turkey has had, and let RT report on this here. Check it out.
Wikipedia, the online encyclopedia, has won a court battle against the government of Turkey, which had imposed a 2-year ban on Wikipedia back in 2017. Just this week, Turkey's highest court overturned that ban and said the Turkish government had violated Wikipedia's freedom of expression. Now, the Turkish government imposed the ban after Wikipedia refused to remove content, which accused Turkey of supporting various terrorist organizations, including ISIS. Now, Turkish authorities viewed these allegations as, quote, a smear campaign and national security threat.
Now, it's not that that is not true. But it's about how one-sided it comes to who gets the bad spotlight painted on them when it comes to supporting terrorist groups, right? Yeah. Because I can think of a couple of other countries that are involved in that kind of business, but you won't find that anywhere on Wikipedia. No. Anyway, more here.
So to discuss this a little further, we are being joined by Ms. Helen Bojnicki. She's an investigative journalist and writer for RT.com. Helen, I hope I pronounced your last name right. Please correct me if I didn't.
Skip
it's
the formalities.
But you're close.
Bojnicki. Okay, thank you. So, Helen, if Wikipedia published information that Turkey was supporting various terrorist groups for years, then surely U.S. intelligence agencies must have also been aware of Turkey's ties to terrorism, including ISIS, and yet the U.S. has continued to work with Turkey, especially in Syria. Why, when the U.S. claims to be fighting ISIS?
Well, if the Wikipedia published information linking Turkey to terrorist groups, it's very likely that U.S. intelligence was part of the drive to publish that information, because a lot of what's written on Wikipedia is either influenced or actually put there by various U.S. intelligence agencies. But the reason that the U.S. would continue working with Turkey, even if it's being said that Turkey is supporting terrorist groups like ISIS, is because the U.S. is also working with those terrorist groups. I mean, if you want a leader in the Middle East gone, generally all you need to do is send in a U.S.-funded terrorist group like ISIS and terrify everybody and destabilize, then have your moderate rebels go in there and be seen as the lesser of two evils and then take out the leader. And that's, I mean, Turkey was basically doing what the U.S. was doing, and that's Wikipedia would be only putting forth the U.S.-approved version of the narrative.
No, that's true. Mm-hmm. She might be blue, she might be not, as some people said in the chat, but she actually makes some good comments here. And let's play the last portion of that when they talk about some of the credibility. So Wales was like, Jimmy Wales, the owner of, or current CEO, I guess, of Wikipedia, I was like, tweeted just here, was yesterday, "Welcome back, Turkey." But she actually makes an interesting comment here. Let's listen to that.
Takeover of Russian Wikipedia, quote, "to shift the Ukrainian narrative at a December 2014 Yalta European strategy." So how reliable then is anything we actually see on Wikipedia as objective sources of information?
Completely unreliable, about the farthest thing from reliable as you can get. Jimmy Wales goes along with the NATO, the Anglo-Zionist narrative.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's all I need to hear, lady. Yeah. And when she says Anglo, she means those forces that are controlled by the Zio factions in the Anglos, essentially. So it's a good point. It's a good comment. And it's true. I mean, it's like, and even the former founder of Wikipedia spoke out earlier this year, not only talking about the decentralized need for something like Wikipedia, but also on the fact that it was essentially compromised by both intelligence services, by people who have come in and sabotaged what Wikipedia was meant to be. Check out this part of this interview here. Actually, very interesting.
Start off with Wikipedia. I know you've become a rather harsh critic of Wikipedia. What do you think's wrong with Wikipedia?
This is, by the way, this is Alex Newman. He does some good work over at New American. I've had him on the show. He lived in Sweden for a while. Seems like a very nice guy. Check this out.
Yeah, I mean, why did you kind of turn against your baby, if you will?
I've had a lot of criticisms over the years. I actually look at Wikipedia as a missed opportunity, a good idea that actually has produced something that's really useful. I've never denied that, that's for sure. But it could just be so much more than it is. And the problem that I see now, the problem that I dwell on mostly is just that it is a single website. And it has a unique culture that appeals to a very small subset of the people who are potentially interested in contributing to an encyclopedia. So any given month, they have on the order of something like 10,000 active contributors. Doesn't take much to be considered an active contributor. The really active contributors number in the hundreds, I believe. And that is just not very much for what used to be a top five site. Now it's dropped down to the ninth position in the Alexa.com rankings of website popularity. Anyway, it's still a top website, and yet it doesn't have millions of contributors like other top websites. That's very strange to me.
Now that's a very good point, because it's like, think about it. Millions of people go there. It used to be this idea that you can contribute, and you'd think, certainly, if you're the subject of a thread on Wikipedia, an entry,
like
that you
page.
Should be able to contribute to that, right?
That's why.
If you go to the talk section, and that's something we should try, if you go to the talk section, it's not like, front and center, which it should be, but there is a talk section there, and you can essentially go in there and says, this is lies. We should do that on the stuff about us, and just say, hey, this is what we actually believe. This is, and at least there you can get some opposition. But there immediately you will see
it.
The pushback.
It's parked.
And this is the narrative we want to spin. But again, this is the former founder who admits it right in the open. Let's listen a bit more.
I think that what the world needs now is a decentralized network of encyclopedias that allow us to contribute from wherever we want using whatever encyclopedia standards appeal to us. But then, of course, everything needs to be brought under a single technical standard enabling the different contributions to a knowledge commons to be collated together, as it were, and properly rated, but in also a decentralized way.
That's really interesting. I'm excited to get into what you're working on in that respect. But why do you think this happened with Wikipedia? Why do you think that the number of active contributors is so small relative to the amount of people who are interested in this? And also, what do you think about these claims that there's a lot of bias in Wikipedia? I mean, you hear conservatives complain a lot that there's a very liberal bias on Wikipedia. Do you think that's legitimate? Is that a legitimate criticism, or is that just conservatives with sour grapes?
I've been saying that. I'm a libertarian or a conservatarian myself, and I've been saying that for I don't know, since about 2006 or so. Jeez. Something like that. It has gotten worse and worse.
Gone a long time ago.
It's definitely a problem now. It's obvious now.
Yeah.
It didn't used to be really obvious, but now it really is. It's as obvious as the bias of the mainstream media. I think probably for similar reasons, just the zeitgeist has pushed, I think, especially the left, but not only the left, really, when they are sharing what purports to be factual information about stuff, they think that it's their job to push their, you know, their opinions about the facts as well. So, okay, that is a problem. There's another problem that actually germinated, especially in 2002, like the second year of Wikipedia. Basically, there was this, probably a good word for it would be cabal of bad actors who descended on the site.
Gee, I wonder who that could be.
And basically started undermining a lot of the more serious academic contributors, the original contributors, and kind of took it over, made the site hostile to a lot of ordinarily polite people and experts, and made it into a kind of game that appeals, I think, especially to the radical left, frankly.
Now, that's true, but there's another element too. Let's play this clip real quick here.
Moetzet Yesh, in conjunction with My Israel, has arranged instruction day for wiki editors. The goal of the day is to teach people how to edit in Wikipedia, which is the number one source of information today in the world. As a way of example, if someone searches the Gaza flotilla, we want to be there. We want to be the guys who influence what is written there, how it's written, and to ensure that it's balanced and Zionist in nature.
Balanced and Zionist in nature. I mean, again, it's like, you know, government stooges, operatives, even in that interview with Alex Newman there, later he goes on to talk about how he edited something which was false, and then usually they literally edit it like a couple of minutes after the dream, changing it back.
That's what happened in my
But then he said that that when the government shutdown was happening, then he said he didn't change for several days until they were actually back. In other words, there's state-employed actors that are in editing and changing information on Wikipedia. I mean, it's over. We know that for a long time, but, you know, it's just very, very important that people know this stuff, because even like the founder now is talking about these things are compromised, and there's bad actors, there's people in there, there's agendas.
And they cover for bad people who have done very
Zionist
bad things.
And far left
They delete things bad things that they have done from Wikipedia, and then they invent things that we never did or said and put that on our page.
Yeah, or again, they have some buddy in the media, some Operation Mockingbird stooge that's writing a piece in New York Post or The Guardian, what have you. And then those ends up as the sources on Wikipedia, which is like, but this is an opinion piece. You're not proving anything.
I was just looking at all the sources on my page. It's all from far left journalists.
Of course.
And
that's
what
it is.
All their opinions.
Yeah, that's what it is. So Wikipedia is dead.
Nothing from actually us at all.
No. And again, you can have first-hand knowledge and just say, hey, like, sure, this might be your opinion, but like, you're wrong. This is factually incorrect. This is lies. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the truth. This is what actually happened, or this is our opinions or whatever. No, that's not relevant. Yeah. It's not relevant.
You don't know about your life. We know about your life and your thoughts more than you do, okay?
Jesus. anyway, we're going to do a couple of more super chats here, guys, and then we're going to wrap up. Let me just check here. There was a couple I saw on DLive. Dissenting Agnostics, do you plan to expand your content to cater for whites who are not particularly political? Well, yeah, we've been doing that for... We've been trying in different phases. Like, that's why we tried to do some more, you know, cultural things, some spiritual things. And it's been hard to juggle all the contributors and kind of rope them in and have it both produced at a timely manner, but also get them to, you know, submit content and stuff like that. But yes, that is our goal, is to grow it to such a point that we have, like, we cover several different things, like, each day, preferably. If there are people out there, there are content producers and, you know, want to have a partnership, definitely get in touch with us. We need to get a couple of good editors first so we can keep up with the production of all of that new stuff that would potentially come in from that. Yep. But yeah, we want to do cultural things. We want to do, you know, that's why we had the cooking segment, you know, with Laura and stuff like that, you know, some other types of things as well. I think that's good. And that's still in the works, and still the plan is to
grow.
It
takes a lot of work. We just need good contributors to help out.
Yeah, exactly. But if you are doing stuff like that and are interested in being part of it, definitely reach out to us. Just email us, redice@protonmail.com, and we'll reach out. So thank you for that, Dissenting Agnostic. Hey, a couple of more here on DLive before we wrapped up. Praise Wang says, congrats, Lana. I heard you are with child. That's right. We are going to have another baby. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that, Praise Wang. I appreciate that. Shroon, what do you think about gun control in Virginia? We covered this. Was it last week?
Yeah, well,
last Friday.
They'll have a hard time actually if it comes down to taking guns from people, because there's 90 counties now who have declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries, and they've like formed militias and everything ready to fight back if they dare send in someone to take their guns away.
Yeah,
so it's something, you know, it's good.
Yeah, and then you have the martial arts thing weaved into that as well.
Remember? A lot of vets.
They're trying
in
to
Virginia
shut down
too.
Like literally people's ability to.
Self-defense
courses, and they're targeting.
It's like we're sitting ducks.
They're targeting the trainers, right? Those who are actually teaching martial arts. Those are the ones they're targeting.
Because they could be potential enemies of the state, basically.
It's just amazing. We've talked about it. Just go back to like last week's Flashback Friday. We talked about that. One of the cases in specifics, we showed some footage and stuff like these maniacs. They're coming in. I guess now after the years is when we're going to 2020. They're taking the reins over these Democrats in Virginia. And there's like, take all the guns, shut down self-defense, take it on in his increase immigration. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Sharon, for that. NCRID, Ninja Genie, thank you. Says, did you guys say the story about the garbage man in Winston-Salem who went postal? Now, I did not, but I pulled up this clip real fast. So let's just look at this, and we'll do this as one of the last things here. Oh, no audio on that? I thought it was a report. A woman was killed in a crash involving a garbage truck in Winston-Salem, according to police. At about 6:29 a.m. Tuesday, officers responded to the 4,000 block of Raidsville Road. Police said 27-year-old Amanda Lynn Coleman of Winston-Salem was driving a 2007 Ford Focus North, blah, blah, blah. Okay, this might not be the best cover. I pulled that up quick, so maybe there's something else. No, was there some reason behind that? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Texting?
Well, I'm saying, is it
look
like...
Look out, there's a garbage truck. Yeah.
Winston-Salem. Was this from newly... Yeah, I have to look that
is
up
that
then.
It?
Okay. Yeah, I might look that up. I was going to see if there's another local news story on it, but I can't find a good one. I'll look into that. It seemed pretty interesting.
Someone says, cool story, bro. Yeah, like, yeah. What's there, man?
Sorry about that. Again, this is from 2019. Let me see here. Reopens a crash on a tractor trailer. No, that can't be. That can't be. I tried to do a quick
search.
I'm
sure there was something else involved there.
Probably something. Winston-Salem. We went through there,
remember? We went through there, and it was really, there was a lot of empty old warehouses and things where they used to make the cigarettes.
Cigarette industry,
yeah,
right?
But I like North Carolina, though. There are some good spots.
But what happened? I have no idea why this dude did what he did, so I'll have to look it up later. Huh? That's DuckDuckGo for you. Auto search right away there. All right.
I don't use it.
All right. NC Crid Diamond says, guess what race he was and how much it was covered. Oh, okay. There you go. So you explained it. So he was Amish?
Those assume? Amish.
Probably.
Constant trouble.
So it was covered up as everything else. Otherwise, of course, if it was a white guy driving the truck, right, then it would have been an attempted murder, terrorist, right-wing extremist. Mr. Wright, Ninja Guinea, Lil Lana Svenska is far better than... What a black guy living in Sweden masters.
Ja, tack så mycket.
Tack så mycket. Vi håller på att lära Lana lite svenska också. Eller hur? Just smile and nod.
Lite svenska.
That's funny. And see, that was the wrong story, Henrik. It was a shooting. Okay.
Oh, that's so, funny.
Somehow Winston Sale. Okay. Do you have a link then? So,
everyone's like, nice, a garbage truck. A lady hit it. Exciting.
Hey, send me a link. I'm keeping an eye on the DLive chat, the regular one. You don't have to donate. Send it there. Is it NC Crid? Yeah. Send me a link and we can pull it up here real quick, right at the end. I think another one came in here too. It was a workplace shooting of government workers. Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
Okay, that's a little more exciting.
Yeah,
that is
a little bit more exciting.
Garbage
truck. Let me see if he sends a link. Send a link on in the DLive chat and I can pull that up. Otherwise, Lana, while we wait for that, tell us about the next live show there, Monday.
What do we have? Yeah, Monday. So if you guys missed it in the beginning, because we're going to be out on the 31st, we want to do a little end of the year wrap up. So we'll talk about 2019, moving into 2020, but we'll be taking calls. So it will be interactive. So we plan to do that probably around, what did you say, 4 p.m., 5 p.m. Eastern time. And we'll put up the details of how you guys can call and join the show so we can just chit-chat about the year, your guys' thoughts and thoughts on the coming year.
Mm.
So have your thoughts ready.
And then, of course, we have Week in Work coming up. We're doing that.
Always for members. Yes.
We're doing that, the prep for that tomorrow, usually Saturdays. And then, of course, we have that coming up on Sundays. So keep an eye out on that at redeyesmembers.com. Exclusive show we do there. If you want access to everything we do, check out redeyesmembers.com. It's the best way to support us as well. But yeah, thank you guys. It's great having you here today. Great connecting with you guys again after a couple of days off. So it was good to be back. A little rusty, but you know, we're warming up to it. Here it is. Here's a link. Here's a link. All right, let's do this here then. Here we go. This is a local report. Let's end on this here then.
A workplace shooting in North Carolina Friday left two people dead and two more wounded. The 61-year-old gunman.
Buffering.
Was
Love
a
that.
City employee in Winston-Salem. He's believed to have targeted another employee. According to officials, the pair had a, quote, long-standing dislike for each other. City employee and a police officer were injured in the incident. Police killed the shooter in an exchange of gunfire.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's off tonight. I'm Jim Axelrod.
Imagine if that was a white guy, right?
Yeah,
exactly. Would be... hullabaloo.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's why we don't even hear about it otherwise.
Yeah, we don't. Exactly. Interesting. I'll check out the details about that. Thank you, whoever. I saw the link quickly. Thank you for sending that, by the way. But all right, we'll wrap up now, guys. Thank you again. Thank you to all the super chats, everyone supporting the show. Thank you so much for being out there, guys. We'll be back with Weekend Warrior Sunday. Then Monday, we'll start at 5 p.m. Eastern, 11 o'clock, 11 p.m. Central European time with our live stream. Wrap up the end of the year.
Sounds good.
Shalom, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you later. Take
care. Heydo.
Have a good one.
Das Vidanya.
That's right.
We begin with that breaking news from Hawaii where...
Now, if you're new here, just want to alert you to Weekend Warrior, our exclusive show that we do at redicemembers.com each weekend. News roundup show. We talk about some of the current events, the most important stories. We have a good laugh as well. Laugh at some of the cultural Marxist absurdities in this postmodern age. Check it out if you haven't already. An exclusive show. People love it. They tune in each weekend. They don't miss a single show. It's well produced. There really isn't anything like it on the dissident right or the nationalist scene or the anti-globalist movement, whatever you want to call it. So thank you so much for watching. But again, if you want more, redicemembers.com, Weekend Warrior. Check it out. All right, guys, here's the D-Live chest. Thank you again for watching. See you soon.
According to the Dalai Lama, there are, quote, too many refugees in Europe. The goal should be to return and help rebuild their own countries.
So it is good. Taking care, but not permanently settled. Eventually, they should return their own country to rebuild their own country.
Keep in mind, the Dalai Lama is a refugee, too. He fled China in 1959.
Back.
occasion. Europe for your people.
Yes.
Thank you.
Get the shirt in three different colors for men and women at redice.tv/store or lanaslama.com. Use the coupon code DALLYLAMA for 20% off. Support Red Ice, support independent media. Now is the time. Yes, they really do have to go back.